WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The work and donations of a countless number of people and organizations went into the 8-year restoration of downtown Bryan's historic Queen Theater, which officially opens later today.
We probably have had close to $500,000 worth of volunteer work done on it. Everything from labor to materials to in-kind. So it's been phenomenal, and we're just so happy to be able to open it back up to the community.
Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says following the 4 p.m. ribbon cutting, tours will be given through 10 p.m. Add Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan to the list of those who have been approached by those who are trying to get the College Station School Board to allow 8th graders to be grandfathered to College Station High School when boundary changes begin in the fall of 2019. On our show, Flores says he's told several people they don't want the federal government to get involved.
Be respectful and talk and go in and try to be factual and not get emotional about it. And hopefully it helped.
Well, we hope so. Anyway, no, a member of Congress can't do really anything about what's going on in your local school
district. Nor would you want them to.
The College Station School Board holds a special meeting today at noon to consider the request by some 8th graders and their parents who don't want to go to Consolidated High School. Voters in the Caldwell and Snook school districts will be deciding the fate of bond issues tomorrow. Early voting in both districts generated a larger turnout than usual. Caldwell Superintendent Andrew Peters considers that a positive for his district's $28 million proposal. Peters says there is backing from the business community for new space at the high school for career and technology programs.
They saw the need. They saw how many kids we have in welding programs and animal science and in the health science programs, that they said, hey, we got to do this because this is going to help kids get real jobs.
Snook Superintendent Brenda Kirknock says their $7.5 million proposal addresses deficiencies. More than half the package involves facilities for athletics.
Building a new multi-purpose stadium that includes an 8-lane track and football field, adding some money in to improve our existing baseball field, a new parking lot that would serve both the campus and the multi-purpose stadium, as well as the baseball field.
Tomorrow's voting is from 7 until 7 at the Snook Administration Office and for Caldwell voters at the Burleson County Courthouse. College students going home following finals are being reminded by local law enforcement to protect the valuables they're leaving behind.
The first thing is, if it's a value and it's small enough to take it with you, take it with you. If not, make sure that you record the serial numbers, have a photograph of it. So in the event you come back and it's gone, then you can be able to report that, and we might be able to help you retrieve those items.
Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen also suggests taking steps to prevent residential burglaries, including finding someone trustworthy to keep an eye out on your apartment or house to make it look lived in. A historically low rate of safety incidents last year at BTU has been recognized by the American Public Power Association. The city of Bryan has announced BTU received the association's Safety Award of Excellence. BTU was among three of the 72 municipally owned utilities in Texas to receive the award. It's the second time BTU has received the national honor. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 73 degrees. Text us this morning at 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, May is the start of summer, right?
True.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 4th, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. You'll never guess what happened at bingo.
Or go camping over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks?
Wow, there's so many places to go. I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
So all I needed was B9, and then they called B8. I mean, that's really cool.
That's the spirit.
Toyota, let's go places. Qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Offer ends June 4th. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N6418.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, your Duralast and commercial roof pros. Duralast, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Much better chance for some showers and thunderstorms today as the precipitation's moved closer to the region. Temperatures 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms will end tonight. Lows will be 60 to 65. Looks like we are going to salvage the weekend. It'll turn partly sunny during the day tomorrow, 80. Tomorrow night clear. Lows are going to be anywhere from 60 to 65. Sun shines in the forecast for Sunday, and it's warmer. Highs will be 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it is a huge weekend on the diamond for Texas A&M. 18th-ranked baseball welcomes top-ranked Florida to town tonight. Coach Rob Childress is hoping for a really raucous home crowd.
I don't know what Texas A&M historically the record is here at Olsen Field, but it's pretty good and has been certainly since we've been in SEC play, and I would, you know, hope for great crowds with great energy, and we continue to give them something to cheer about for 27 innings.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. Also for Aggie softball, Coach Joe Evans previews the series against Alabama. All that and more coming up in sports.
Yep. Got a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah, buddy.
Got that sports stuff going on. The Queen's opening up. That's at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and then it's First Friday in downtown Bryan. And it is Lemonade Day coming up this weekend.
Lemonade. Okay? Read the sign.
You know, one of the things that Chelsea mentioned in the story, it's much better if you can go do that face-to-face thing. That's a neat thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you can't, you can just go to the website and you can donate right there if you want to. You can sponsor one lemonade stand or a group of them if you want to, or you could sponsor a whole class. And if you're going to have a stand and you haven't registered it on our website, you can do that.
Yeah.
And that way you put your sponsor's name in there, your address and all that stuff. And that way people can look on there. They see where they live. They find out where the lemonade stands are near their house and go do that.
Now, do you guys like your lemonade sweeter or a little bit more sour?
No.
I like it sweet.
I like that sour stuff.
Yeah, I like it a little more tart.
Yep, yep. So we'll see. Anyhow, it's a great idea. Teaches kiddos about entrepreneurship, marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Get your stand going and make some numbers. It's a good thing.
Yep. And they get to keep all the money.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's it.
Nice. By the way, you know, you guys had mentioned with the Queen, and I know we've talked about that, had plenty of guests on the show. Did we ever mention the schedule that they've got coming out? Like, what's going to be featured there?
Yeah, I think, well, there'll be more said about that, but
right.
Okay.
You got on it?
Yeah, I did find a schedule. So they're going to show Fifth Avenue Girl, which is really cool because that was the first movie that was shown at the Queen Theater.
Yeah.
So that'll be showing tonight and tomorrow. And the way that they're going to do it, and I know that we've covered this a little bit, on Sundays they'll have a Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Spanish language?
Yeah, Spanish language movie, I guess, in all subtitles, or if they'll change it. And then they've got lots of stuff for the kids, too. I mean, but that's the thing. You know, you're expecting all these old movies, which they will have some of those. But they're going to have, like, Miss Congeniality, Gravity, Unforgiven, which isn't that old, Lord of the Rings. So
we'll have Rick, the guy who's running the Queen, on to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the whole idea, I think. You go through and you do something like for a series of five nights, you do maybe all the movies that were in a, like, Like maybe if you want to do all the Clint Eastwood movies or something
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
And if you go online to WTAW.com and click on interviews, I did about a 12-minute interview with him few weeks
ago, which he
does go into detail about kind of what his plans are for programming. Yeah. And the plan is never to show a movie more than once.
So
maybe, you know, obviously this movie premiere, you know, Fifth Avenue Girl, they might show a couple times this weekend. But after that, I mean, it is going to be constant rotation of movies.
And I don't know if he's ready to announce it. We'll find out. But if he is, there's a special live guest that will be at the Queen later on this month.
Oh, cool.
Well, they've got it. They've got it on here.
Do they? Okay, then you can go ahead.
We can go ahead and spoil it. So they're going to show the Virginian, which is not a movie. It's a TV show.
Okay.
Back in the day, but they're going to show season one, episode 28, featuring special guest James Drury.
Yep, he'll be here.
And, he was the kid, correct? He was one of the kids.
He was the Virginian. And that's what they called him, is the Virginian, because he didn't have a name. He was just the Virginian.
The Virginian.
As a matter of fact, Gunsmoke is the longest running television Western. Bonanza's number two, and the Virginian's number three.
Okay.
Really?
Wow.
That, and the shows were an hour and a half long.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So
that is like a movie.
I'm going to get to interview him, and I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome.
It's gonna be fun. Yeah, we're going to do a talk, then they're going to show that, and he's going to get a hat down at Catalina's. He's going to sign autographs. It's
cool.
So that's the kind of stuff that's going to be going on associated with the Queen. It will be fun. And there'll be more of that. That just happens to be the first one.
Be neat.
Okay, now, as far as the weather's concerned, if you look at the radar right now, there's a lot of stuff like moving into Austin and that area. And it's actually tracking northeast, so we may catch a little of it early in the day, but later on is when we, you know, possibly could get some more. We'll see what happens. And then up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, It's raining pretty heavily there. All right, customer service. That's what it's all about, right?
Amen.
Oh,
how you are successful is customer service. Richard Gutfield, 51 years old, realized his 11-month-old dog was missing moments after the independent agency driver left dog food at his house that he had ordered through Amazon. So the guy brings the food and steals the dog.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's at it for 4 days trying to find out where Wilma, that's the dog's name,
Wilma is.
So Richard and his sister trying to figure this thing out. We'll let Richard pick it up.
Okay? 4 days later, after they'd been no help at all, my sister heard me talking to Amazon. And she, while I was talking, found Jeff Bezos' email address on the internet.
Okay, Jeff Bezos' email address. And it's like Jeff at Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she emailed him the whole story and said, look, what's happening? We need something done. That evening, we had contact by a chief executive of Amazon in the UK when a guy called Rob Levy at Amazon in Hemel Hempstead phoned me and said, this is my top priority for the day. I'm going to make it my top priority to find out what happened to Wilma. He phoned me back an hour later and he said, describe your dog. At which point I described Wilma. He said, I have her here. She's safe and I'm going to bring her home now.
Oh, very cool.
Is that amazing?
That is awesome.
An email to the guy who owns Amazon. And again, you know, your results may vary, but that's pretty cool customer service.
Is neat. And look, I don't have any respect for people who steal stuff, but I definitely, if you steal somebody's dog, that's an all-time new low.
I know. Yeah, I just don't understand
most
that.
Definitely. All right, if you've got a Twitter account, you know anybody who has a Twitter account?
We both have Twitters.
Need to change your password.
I just did this morning.
Good.
Did you really?
Right now, Mashable.com says
did you get the message when you logged in, Zach?
Yeah.
I didn't change it.
Okay. Social media company announced yesterday that a now fixed bug meant that Twitter passwords were stored unmasked in an internal log. The company insists that it's found no evidence that the passwords had been compromised, but there's no, you know, once you find out yours has been, it's too late, right?
Exactly.
So anyhow, Twitter is also recommending, out of the abundance of an abundance of caution, that if your Twitter password for other sites, you know, shouldn't be doing that anyway, then you need to make those changes as well. So change your password.
Change it.
Can't be having somebody sending out stuff to my 5 followers.
No, would not think so. Okay, so soap opera with swords.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? So Kit Harington.
Kit.
Yeah, him too. And Rose Leslie, is that right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right, so the UK's Daily Mail got a peek at their wedding invites,
oh,
which are based on their hit show, Soap Opera with Swords.
Of course.
The duo, it's actually Game of Thrones. But like 3 years ago, Louis said, watch this show. You'll really like it. You'll really, really mm-hmm. like it. So I watched two episodes.
Okay.
And I just said it's a soap opera with swords.
Right.
And so that's why I call it
that. You didn't okay. give it enough of a chance, yeah, Scott. Well, they didn't get you with the craziness.
I'm sure it's fine in the wall and all that stuff. That's, yeah, whatever. Anyway, the duo getting married in a Scottish castle. The groom has requested that production of the show be shut down for a day so the entire cast and crew can attend.
Wow, that's going to be a large wedding.
It will be. Anyhow.
I mean, although you kind of have to invite everyone.
Don't you? Well, right, because
if you only invite like certain people,
yeah,
that's
then,
awkward,
yeah,
especially on set the next day.
Well, and these are all Hollywood or, you know, actor, yeah, type people, yeah, too. So
I don't know, yeah, you know, they spend all their time in castles. I, yeah, don't know if I'd want to get married in a castle.
Well, and they spend,
I feel like I was just another day at work.
Right. And they,
oh, acting like you wouldn't want to get married in,
well,
a castle.
I would.
And they,
I'm saying if I were them.
And they spend all their time with each other.
Right.
So, I mean,
oh, God.
Yeah, okay.
That's awful.
Let's invite all of our coworkers.
Yeah.
All right. So
that we
can
see every day.
Yeah, yeah, so we could talk about what? One more
work
thing. Yeah.
Oh.
You can't talk work.
I'm
at
sure
the reception.
It'll be beautiful.
I know. I'm sure it will be. That's exactly right. Okay. So let's say that you play a sport in high school.
Okay.
You might get injured. Right?
Sure.
It
might happen.
It happens.
It does.
And you could sue your coach.
Oh.
Here we go.
We all know that athletics contain risks and players can be hurt. But are their coaches legally responsible when they are? A former Bound Brook, New Jersey high school baseball player says yes, and is suing his coach who told him to slide because he injured his ankle when he did it. The coach maintains there's no proof that he was negligent. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
That is ridiculous.
Of course it is.
Maybe if the coach had taught him how to slide.
Well,
better.
Now who says that the coach didn't teach him and he didn't follow what the coach taught him?
Exactly.
But I mean, you don't even get into that thing, I don't believe.
That is dumb.
Yeah. Just letting you know.
Dumb.
Just letting you know. So, all right, so woman's in France, drinking herself a little coffee, having a little cake at a cafe.
Okay.
Gets her bill, $23.76.
Oh.
Now, well, that's, but that, yeah, but it, you know,
it's coffee.
Whatever, yeah. Anyhow.
And cake.
Yep. So.
In France.
She accidentally enters her PIN number.
Oh.
As the tip.
Oh.
On
what?
The cafe's terminal device.
Oh, okay.
Didn't realize her mistake until she gets back home and she gets her account. And it says that she's been charged $7,700 for the snack.
Yikes.
Ooh. Calls the credit card company, asks them to reverse the charges. They told her they wouldn't be able to help because the charge was not fraudulent.
What?
Well, that's when I changed my company to begin with.
Absolutely.
But still, she asked the police department in the town where the cafe was located what they could do that was, you know, could help her out. They
right.
said they can't help because it was not a, their words,
fraudulent,
criminally relevant matter.
Oh,
wow.
Geez.
No criminality.
Well, did she
involved.
Just go to the cafe and ask
she
them?
She called the cafe owner, who agreed to refund the money.
Thank
oh, wow.
you.
But stopped communicating with her.
Uh-huh.
Then she found out the cafe owner had filed for bankruptcy and shut the cafe. She's done. That's it. It's over.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
unless you want to go to court, I guess.
Can we set up like a GoFundMe for this
what?
Lady?
I'm
oh
serious. Like, that's
gosh.
Terrible. Yeah, well,
poor
like,
thing.
It's over in a foreign country if you don't do
well,
that. That'd be fine.
She just needs just to pay more attention to
I,
the tip line.
I suppose that's
they would dip to your counter and they put in,
probably
the,
right.
put
hey.
In the tip and it did yeah. not work.
Hey, by the way, it's 7:23 while we're talking.
Oh, my God.
He's working on his
he really,
French
he really needed
to. Yeah, he did. All right, so here's the deal. Remember that you should not use a popular TV show as a setting or the props in it for your business without permission. St. Cloud, Minnesota coffee shop called Central Perk
uh-huh.
is closing after the owner of the sitcom Friends sent the owners a cease and desist.
Oh, yeah.
Warner Brothers told the owners to get rid of the name, changed the interior, which looks amazingly like the coffee shop in Friends.
Oh.
Yep. Instead of fighting it in court and changing the name, they said they're selling the coffee shop.
Oh, man. Yeah. You can't do that.
You do have to kind of get permission if you're going to.
Right.
I guess nobody told the owner that life was going to be this way.
Oh, that's cute. I like that. Yeah.
Join Save Our Streets Ministries for its second annual Sweets for the Soul Pastor Cook-Off, sponsored by Stylecraft Builders and KBTX Media on May 10th at 7 p.m. For 25 years, SOS has invested in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
I'm not called to everybody, but I'm called to somebody. We're all called to somebody.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Has the recent hailstorm left you with the job of getting roof quotes and trying to compare apples to apples? The problem is, other than price, quotes only show you which products they say they are using. It doesn't show the workers doing the installation, the experience level of those workers, or any quality control system the company may have to ensure you get a good roof installed. Call Schulte Roofing today and we'll show you what to be asking for beyond just the products.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the
Hey, good morning, 725, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Showers and thunderstorms, high of about 78 today, winds out of the southeast. They'll shift around this afternoon to the northeast. That's when the rain comes in. Chance of rain as it stands right now is at 80%. Rainfall could be between a half and three quarters of an inch. Then tonight, a 50-50 chance of showers. Oh, by the way, 78 for high today. 50-50 chance of showers tonight. Then probably about a tenth to a quarter of an inch. So we'll see if that happens. Tomorrow, clouds start to break up a little bit. 81 will be our high temperature, and rain is out of the forecast. By the way, for Sunday, we got sunshine and 85, and then we get up near 90 for both Monday and Tuesday with plenty of sunshine out there. Right now, southeasterly winds. We have overcast skies. It's 73.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese. Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Back on April 19th, the California Highway Patrol arrested a homeless guy after a break-in. The homeless guy broke into and then broke out of the governor's mansion in Sacramento. Guy's name's Stephen Seeley, and he now lives at the Sacramento County Jail. He told reporters he decided to illegally enter Governor Jerry Brown's residence because the governor is an open-door policy kind of guy. Seeley says he figured the door would be unlocked, and he was right, so he just walked in. Once inside, the homeless guy didn't see the security staff, but he heard an animal growl, so he hid in a closet. After hearing the growl again, he jumped out a window and ran, and he cut his arm in the process. The highway patrol nabbed the homeless guy. They got his arm treated at the hospital, and they threw him in jail. The governor was not home, but his wife was. But she didn't come in contact with the homeless guy, who, you may have guessed, has some mental and substance abuse issues. Despite that, Mr. Seeley was sane enough to prove his point. Governor Brown really is an open borders kind of guy. He doesn't care, it seems.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Spring. The birds are chirping, the flowers are blooming, the lawnmower is... the lawnmower is not starting. Get Mechanic in a Bottle. Mechanic in a Bottle fixes poor or non-running engines by cleaning the fuel system. No more costly repairs. Just one bottle of Mechanic in a Bottle should do the job. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere. Also look for Ethanol Shield Fuel Stabilizer, because treating your fuel all year prevents trouble in the spring.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Today at noon, the College Station School Board will consider whether to make changes to last month's votes on new high school boundaries and whether eighth graders should be grandfathered. It's a subject that has reached Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
I've had several calls about the redistricting or the redrawing of the school zones. And I said, look, the last thing you want is for the federal government to get involved in that. And I said, you've elected local leaders to be on your school board. They're the folks to visit with. And I gave them some ideas, you know, be respectful and talk Ed Goin and try to be factual and not get emotional about it.
The school board special meeting is the result of pressure by some eighth graders and their parents who don't want to move from College Station to Consolidated High School. Tomorrow is election day for voters outside of the Twin Cities. That includes school bond elections in Snook and Caldwell. Snook Superintendent Brenda Kirknock says almost half of the $7.5 million package includes new and renovated buildings.
A new cafeteria along with some classroom additions for art and theater arts, a renovation of existing art classroom to turn into a health science classroom, renovating our existing cafeteria to turn it into the new weight room, adding ALC and DAP classrooms in what is now our existing maintenance facility.
Caldwell Superintendent Andrew Peters says their $28 million package includes new space at the high school for career and technology programs.
When the welding classrooms and the ag classrooms, they'll also move out to the CTE building. When they move out, then the second thing that happens, and it's part of this bond, is to remodel the ag classrooms into some space for dressing rooms. We're not in compliance with Title IX. Our girls' space is not as good as our boys' space, and our boys' space isn't that good to begin with.
Tomorrow's voting is from 7 until 7 at the Burleson County Courthouse for Caldwell voters and the Snook Administration Office. Tomorrow, rain or shine, more than 1,000 children in the Twin Cities are participating in Lemonade Day. Local Director Katie Dempsey invites the community to check out all the locations online at lemonadedaybcs.com, which is also a reminder for operators to register their sites on the website.
We want to make sure that all of our customers, all of our business owners and businesses going out with little street teams know where to find you. Now it's all about marketing and advertising and trying to convince people to come to your stand over the 100 others that are posted on our website right now.
Last minute entries are also welcomed again by going online to lemonadedaybcs.com. Finals week at A&M and Blinn signals for many students an opportunity to get away for a while before returning for summer or fall classes. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen reminds students who are not moving out to protect themselves from residential burglaries.
More importantly, to prevent being burglarized, you need to have someone trustworthy look after your place. You know, whether it's go in and turn the radio station on to WTAW and, you know, one day and then turn it off the next day, turn some lights on here and there. Just make it look lived in is the number one key.
McKeithen also suggests taking things with you if you can, and if not, record the serial numbers and take photos. Bryan and College Station Police report making arrests this week on charges of residential burglary.
Bryan Police made an arrest from a residential burglary that happened Wednesday morning between the City Cemetery and Mount Calvary Cemetery. 24-year-old Demetric Walker is accused of entering a home on Legion Court without the occupant's permission and taking $354. According to the arrest report, the victim told police they owed Walker money from buying drugs. According to online jail records, Walker's also being held on a parole violation from an unidentified case. 3.5 years ago, College Station police responded to a disturbance involving preteens, teenagers, and adults in the area of Brentwood and Anderson. On Wednesday, a Navasota woman was arrested on a burglary charge. 39-year-old Tiffany Curtis accused of forcing her way into an apartment occupied by people who were in the disturbance and hitting one person with a broken table leg. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Read by Third, a literacy program in Bryan ISD, is celebrating its fifth annual luncheon next Wednesday at the Hilton. Founder Daniel Hernandez says they have two big announcements.
We're going to retrofit a bus donated by Bryan ISD into a bookmobile and paint it up with the Read by Third logo and BISD and have it go across the community in neighborhoods where children and parents can access books and continue their reading and emphasizing reading throughout the summer and throughout the year.
Hernandez says they're also excited to announce the Texas A&M College of Education is introducing reading clinics to Read by Third schools in the fall. Tickets to the luncheon must be purchased by today. Call 979-822-6100. WTAW News Time is 736 at 73 degrees. Call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I'm Nancy Berry, Brazos County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Howdy, I'm Jason Byinski, former Mayor of Bryan.
We're voting for Gabriel Garcia for District Clerk.
Gabriel Garcia brings over 22 years of business experience to the table with meticulous record-keeping skills.
That's what the office requires. He's a man of integrity with the highest ethical standards.
That's what the office needs.
Please join us in voting for Gabriel Garcia for District Clerk.
I'm Gabriel Garcia, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia Campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know it's National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. It's America's number one killer, targeting men and women alike. Heart disease. Fortunately, you have Baylor Scott & White Health to help protect your heart, providing innovative heart care with trusted expertise in cholesterol management, heart transplants, and everything in between. It's time to make a healthy heart your number one priority. Find a cardiologist on the medical staff at Baylor Scott & White Medical Center College Station by calling 979-207-3300 or visit bswhealth.com.
Brian Broadcasting reminds you that May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. Join Project Unity at Rutter High School Auditorium Wednesday, May 16th at 6 p.m. for the premiere of an important film about teenage suicide, Holdin' On. Documentary creator Tamlin Hall and College Station native actor Steve Ellis will be on hand to answer your questions. Admission is free, but you must register online at ProjectUnityTickets.com.
Good morning, 738 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Here's our weather. It's sponsored by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
Much better chance for some showers and thunderstorms today as the precipitation's moved closer to the region. Temperatures 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms will end tonight. Lows will be 60 to 65. Looks like we are going to salvage the weekend. It'll turn partly sunny during the day tomorrow, 80. Tomorrow night clear, lows are going to be anywhere from 60 to 65. Sun shines in the forecast for Sunday, and it's warmer. Highs will be 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it is a big weekend on the diamond for Texas A&M. Aggie baseball welcomes top-ranked Florida to town. Meanwhile, ninth-ranked softball heads to 18th-ranked Alabama. Wrapping up the regular season, Coach Joe Evans says this is big.
It's always interesting when you get to the very last weekend and you can name four or five things that are at stake right now that could make a difference in our run postseason.
Coach Evans says, all aboard the Aggie train.
Well, yeah.
You see what I did there?
Yeah.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. All that more in sports.
Janitor working at a South Korean airport found millions of dollars worth of gold in the trash.
Oh, my.
Unidentified worker, yeah, at the international airport in Seoul was emptying the garbage on April 26th. When he dug out seven gold bars worth $325 million.
Wow.
Police think they were ditched by two men traveling to Japan who were afraid of getting searched at customs. Yeah, it's probably
hard. Yeah, so you're going to ditch the gold.
Yeah, so you're going to throw it away? You can't leave it with a friend?
I don't know. According to Korean law, if nobody comes forward to claim the gold, the janitor gets to keep it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What a cool story would that be?
Yeah, see how that works out.
I wonder if there wasn't like a shady deal or something. That was like the drop.
Well, maybe
What if that was it?
That was where the drop was.
That was the drop.
Why would you go to the airport for that?
Well, there's lots of people.
So, like, we got the Kentucky Derby coming up.
Yeah, we do.
That'll be tomorrow. That's the 144th running.
Someone texted in earlier and said tomorrow is Cinco de Derby Day.
Oh, yeah, very good. How did they text us?
You can text us at 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you.
The first Kentucky Derby was run in 1875. Idea was Meriwether Lewis Clark Jr., who came up with it.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to create this American answer to the Epsom Derby, which they do over there in England.
Mm-hmm.
He was the grandson, by the way, of William Clark of the Lewis and Clark fame. Okay, 13 of the first 15 jockeys were African-American.
Really?
Yep, they were.
Interesting.
So let me see. So the coverage, I think, starts at like 1:30 in the afternoon, but the race doesn't go until later than that.
Plenty of time to get your mint julep on.
That's it. Mint julep, just, oh, by the way, is the official drink.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how you make one.
Okay.
At home, or I guess any place else.
Well, yeah.
At work, okay. Maybe.
Yeah, you could. Mm-hmm. You place mint leaves in the bottom of an old-fashioned glass.
Okay.
And you top it with 1.5 teaspoons of super fine sugar.
Super fine.
Then you muddle them together until the leaves begin to break down. Then you add yourself a splash of seltzer water.
Seltzer water.
It's not interesting yet. Then you fill the glass 3/4 full with crushed ice. Okay. And then you add 2.5 ounces of bourbon.
Woo!
Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah. You got to make sure it's Kentucky.
That's right. Then a little more seltzer, stir it up, and boom, you're ready to go.
Boom. I've never actually had a mint julep.
I haven't either. Yeah,
put on your big old hat and
get
going.
Yeah, I've heard there's a reason why they're only drank, one day of the year.
That's right. They got 20 horses.
Can you imagine going up to the bar and, just any other random day, can I have a mint julep?
Well, then they got to look it up.
Yeah,
that'll
true,
be a hassle.
True.
And then, do they have any mint leaves there?
Right.
See, they probably don't.
I don't know, but there's, well, depending on the bar,
right,
there's mint in a lot of different cocktails
I think,
now.
Okay, so maybe I haven't had a mint julep. Maybe I've had something else. I could have sworn I had like a mint julep before, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't they come in like the little, like the Moscow Mule looking deal? You know what I'm talking about?
I think they can.
They could,
in a copper
sure
mug.
I
yeah
suppose.
Yeah,
could,
but
could
normally
I
drink
to
my stuff out of a can.
I got you.
Every
right
now and then we get a little crazy.
And of course, we all remember who the winner of the Kentucky Derby was last year, right?
Right.
Always Dreaming. Thank you.
Oh.
Always Dreaming.
I
this year's
yeah
favorite is Justify. Okay. And so some of the names, we got Free Drop Billy.
Free Drop Billy.
I like Free Drop
Me
Billy.
Too.
Promises Fulfilled.
Okay.
Flame Away.
Okay.
Kinda. All right.
Interesting.
Good Magic.
Okay, I like that one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Enticed.
Okay.
Magnum Moon, Noble Indy, and the Long Shot Combatant.
Ooh.
The Long like Shot Combatant.
All right, so here's
I'm waiting for there to be one like Chester.
Well,
they have to have special names.
Yeah. Why?
Because that's how it works.
Here's some of the most bizarre names that they've had before for the Kentucky Derby. Sudden Breaking News.
Oh, that's okay fun.
Sword Dancer, which was a pretty good horse, if I recall.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Verbatim. Action Getter. I Am Game. Believe It. Bloomin' Affair. Request for Parole.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Request for Parole.
Oh, yeah. So there you are.
Well, 19 past winners have had names beginning with the letter S.
Oh, my.
So if you're looking for one to pick and you don't know anything, just go with the S.
All right. Solo Mini. That's it. So,
oh.
That's the one. Solo Mini.
Solo Mini.
It's the only one.
Okay.
That's got,
well, there you go.
And Solo Mini is 30-1, so that'll pay off pretty well.
There you go.
So
yeah,
that reminds me, got a little audio for you. So this is a race. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is. I'm pretty sure it wasn't the Kentucky Derby.
All right.
But the announcer, one of the horses' names is Hoof Hearted.
Extreme outside. Colorado Coed. Toast a Dozen on the inside. Questers Jet. Who farted on the outside? It's close. Who farted in the winner's circle?
Now there's a question.
There you go.
Are you sure that's real?
Yes.
Yes. That's funny.
I remember seeing that on a blooper reel a long time
Who
ago.
Who farted? Yeah, you really got it.
They had to know that was going to come up. The
maybe,
namers.
Maybe.
They were trolling everybody.
All right. But hey, by the way, it's happy Cinco de Mayo Eve tonight.
Just woo-woo!
Letting you know, we'll talk about that in the next half hour.
Okay.
So if you know a guy named Lombori Richkovalski, you should probably be his best friend. 60 years old, Sarasota, Florida resident. Just won $1 million jackpot.
Okay.
For the second time in 5 years.
I'm tired of these people winning.
I know. They get more than their share.
But you know what? They play.
Yes, that's true.
They play.
He had previously claimed a lump sum of $689,000 when he hit a big one back in 2014. This time his one-time payoff is $748,000. So,
wow.
Just letting you know. And
good
that means
him.
He's got enough money to buy these $168 extreme cutout jeans. Have you heard about these?
No.
All right. Basically, They got a female model wearing these things, $168 for Carmar Denim. That's the name of the company.
Okay.
Okay, billing the jeans as extreme cutout pants. Basically, what they are the seams.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
They basically cut out the, and I think they kept the knees.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Yeah.
You got to cover the knees.
Right, exactly.
Modesty, people.
You know it. Just saying, so if you got $168 that you
for
don't
seams,
need.
For seams?
Yeah.
I could just go cut out the legs of my own
you
jeans.
You could do that. That's exactly right. Of course, you know, if you got enough money, you can afford that stuff. What?
Hello, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, it's Friday.
Yes, awesome. I heard about that. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, did you that the guy who won twice $1 million?
Yep.
He got to take more home because of the Trump tax cuts.
Because his what?
The Trump tax Trump cuts.
That is.
He got to take more home the second time.
Couldn't understand him. My fault. All right, here
sense
we go. They ask people what's the worst cleaning chore? The worst.
Oh,
cleaning.
Toilet cleaning.
See,
nah.
See, I know. That's number one. And I'm going.
Is it? No, that's not bad.
I'm going, if you just go ahead and just take care of it right away, everything's fine.
What do you think's better?
Well,
snake in the drain. It's always plumbing.
Yeah. Number two is cleaning the oven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unless you have to.
You just take that thing
setting
and slide it over
yeah
and push clean. It's fine. I have no problem with that
that's
at all.
That's true.
Washing the windows. That could be a little bit problematic.
True.
Washing windows.
Number four is removing hair from the drain.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you move in somewhere where girls have been living.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Blame it on the girls. And you're boys are the ones who lose their hair.
Four inches of water. No.
Wait.
No, women lose their hair. They have a lot of it, is the thing.
Okay. Unclogging the sink.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what chores do you like? What other chores that bother you the least? The one that bothers you the least is emptying the dishwasher.
Yeah, because it's already clean.
Well, yeah. Okay. And you know where everything goes? Is
yeah,
that what it is?
For the most part.
Yeah, okay. So you got that. All right, so those are your lessons.
Unless it's just, unless you take it straight out and it's really hot and you go, drop it and it breaks.
Use paper, plate, and plastic. It's fine. Okay, 748.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced Elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the Elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
There are a lot of couples who would like to improve their marriage, but they don't know where to start. Well, here's a helpful idea. Don't begin with the how, start with the why. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When your marriage is in a crisis, it can be overwhelming. You and your spouse probably have lengthy lists of complaints about each other, and neither of you knows how to resolve them or if you should even try. If that sounds like your marriage, then it's important to put first things first. Most couples spend a lot of energy thinking through how to fix their marriage. And those details are important, of course, because people do need practical solutions to their problems. But the mechanics of fixing a relationship won't typically breathe life back into your marriage. So in addition to the nuts and bolts, give special attention to the why. Think about why you fell in love in the first place. What were the dreams you once held for your relationship together? What do you hope your marriage could look like if it were truly healthy and whole? Answers to the why questions are what revive desire between a husband and wife. They also motivate couples to work hard at healing their relationship. As the well-known saying goes, where there's a will, there's a way. It's true in life, and it's true in rebuilding a marriage as well. To revive your marriage and help it thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business? Nimble business? Dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business. Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit uma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Uma, the phone your small business deserves.
Let's play Guess That Mineral. What makes clothes cleaner, skin and hair softer, and can even save you money every single day? Here's a bonus hint. It's also delicious. That's right, salt. Adding salt to soften your home's water supply makes appliances run more efficiently for cleaner clothes and a lower electric bill. Plus, it removes harsh minerals, making skin and hair silky smooth. Get the full scoop on salt-based water softeners at alittlesalt.org.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:52. A big weekend for Aggie Diamond Sports. 18th-ranked baseball welcomes top-ranked Florida to town for an SEC series. Coach Rob Childress is hoping a raucous crowd at Bluebell.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully we have a great crowd, and the 12th man can help influence this weekend I don't know what Texas A&M historically the record is here at Olsen Field, but it's pretty good and has been certainly since we've been in SEC play. And I would, you know, hope for great crowds with great energy, and we continue to give them something to cheer about for 27 innings.
Game one is tonight at 6:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, ninth-ranked softball hits the road to take on number 18 Alabama. Now, it's the last series of the regular season for the Aggs, and Coach Joe Evans says this is the time when the rubber meets the road.
It's big. I mean, all those road games are big, and just for us to position ourselves in the top three, top four of the conference, to get a bye in the first round of our SEC tournament, to get the opportunity to be one of the top seeds to host regionals and potentially super regionals. So it's always interesting when you get to the very last weekend and you can name four or five things that are at stake right now that could make a difference in our run postseason.
Things get underway this evening at 7 o'clock in Tuscaloosa with coverage on Willie 1550 and RadioAguiland.com. Well, Dallas Cowboys tight end Jason Witten held a press conference yesterday to announce his retirement from the NFL.
You know, as I referenced, I don't know that anybody knows when it's their time to go. No, I certainly did not. It was emotional. I never really thought about that day. Certainly didn't think about it as I was preparing for my 16th season. But you know, I just put a lot of counsel right here to the guy to the left of me and to the right of me and with my family. And so that's certainly it was difficult.
Witten retires after 15 years to become ESPN's lead analyst on Monday Night Football. The 11-time Pro Bowler leaves Dallas as the franchise's all-time leader in receptions and receiving yards and ranks third in touchdown catches with 68. The Houston Astros blew a two-run lead in the ninth as they fell to the New York Yankees yesterday 6-5. The loss spoiled a solid start from starter Lance McCullers, who allowed three earned in seven innings of work.
Last couple days, it just has been overall tough. But, you know, I think the good thing is that we're pretty good at just turning the page here. And I think that the guys are going to bounce back. We have a really tough road trip coming up. We're going to go to Arizona. They're playing great ball. So we'll hand the ball to Garrett tomorrow. And I'm sure that those guys, when they come back out there again, we'll figure it out too much better.
After taking game one of the series, the Astros dropped three straight to the Yanks. They'll try to bounce back tonight as they head to the desert to take on Arizona at 8:40. Up in Arlington, Nomar Mazara homered in his third straight game and drove in five runs as the Texas Rangers bested the Boston Red Sox 11-5. Jurickson and Profar got the scoring going in the second, smacking an RBI triple off David Price.
Feels good. You know, we know that we have a good team here. Everybody, you know, we just trying to put good at-bats together, and tonight we did.
Texas will try to keep the good times rolling this evening when it hosts Boston again at 7:05 at Globe Life Park. And the Houston Rockets are back in action tonight as they score out for the Utah Jazz in Game 3 of their second-round series. Things are all knotted up at one win apiece after the Jazz got the better of the Rockets Wednesday, 116-108. Tip-off is at 9:30 in Salt Lake City. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2017 Ford Edge for only $399 a month, an almost brand new vehicle in a Ford Edge, just like in the name. It's a little edgy. It's an SUV, but you can also get around town easily in it. You'll really enjoy this vehicle. Again, a 2017 Ford Edge for only $399 a month. You cannot get a better deal than that, and it makes sense. It's Team Ford of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, winner of the Kubota Elite Certified Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 17 straight years, home of the Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the number one selling compact tractor in Texas, the new Kubota L2501F 24.8 horsepower, along with the 3-point quick hitch and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,599 cash price. Or with financing less than $114 per month, upgrade to a 4-wheel drive and get monthly payments of only $129 per month. Remember, Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, online normandytractor.com. Remember, for the largest selection and best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
What? Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
One of the reasons you work is to keep a roof over your head. So what's the condition of that roof? I'm Luke Bratisich, and I'm his brother, Kurt. We own Lone Star Roof Systems, and we'll be happy to do a free evaluation of your roof. Then we'll offer options from shingles to metal to tile. You need the right type of roof installed by an experienced company. That's us. We stand behind our work, so you can stand under it. And just for the record, we're Aggie-owned and operated. And proud corporate sponsors of A&M Athletics. No jingles, just roofs. Click myaggieroofer.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, you have shorthand where you're doing chats with people, right? LOL, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. IMHO, IMHO. What does the H stand for? Don't tell me now. Don't tell me now. Just think about it because you may be wrong.
Okay.
There's apparently a big debate out there over what the H stands for.
Okay.
So we'll discuss that. Cinco de Mayo again. We'll be talking about that in just a little while. And in the meantime, I've been very remiss in giving you information to make you the most knowledgeable person in the break room. So we're here to help you out a little bit. For instance, Florida, the Sunshine State, has more indoor tanning salons than McDonald's locations.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that that Nevada is one of the few states that does not have a lottery? It's against the law to have a lottery in Nevada.
With all the gambling going on?
Yep, the witches in Macbeth never really said Eye of Newt, by the way, and that is just an ancient term for mustard seed.
Okay.
And there are 96 bags of poop, pee, and vomit on the moon.
Ew.
The astronauts left it there so they could bring moon rocks back.
Oh,
yeah. Had to empty out the cases, yeah.
Brian Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW College Station. Brian.